This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The new McCrispy Strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy Strip Dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Blasted.
With guest hosts Susie Schuster, Colleen Wolf, and Sarah Tiana. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show,
Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin, ESPN reporter Holly Rowe, senior NFL writer for The Athletic, Kevin Fishbane.
Coming up,
veteran NBA reporter Frank Isola, plus latest news and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster, Colleen Wolf, and Sarah Tiana.
And hour number three is underway. Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. The guys are in Atlanta trying to get ready not to embarrass themselves on national television doing Celebrity Family Feud with Steve Harvey against the Dan Patrick Show. You guys have been getting them ready. There is no excuse. And the door will be locked if they lose. That's what I'm going to tell you right now. So happy to be with you. Really, really happy to be here for the first time with Colleen Wolf to my right.
Yay!
From NFL Network and from Women's Sports Now exclusively on Roku Channel.
Oh,
Sarah Tiana over there as well.
She gets paid by the mention.
I know. It's like, I think that's the whole title, Women's Sports Now exclusively on Roku.
If only that were the case.
If only.
How are you feeling sitting over there in Chris's desk?
I feel good. I feel comfy. Going by fast.
The relationship will be together after you leave that dirty
desk. Yeah. He just sent me a video of backstage where all the food was. So he was very excited.
It's so funny, right?
Yeah.
It's every guy's nightmare to have their significant other move into their workspace. Frank Isola, I don't know if you know what this is like, but this is just Rich's own living hell when he hands over the desk to me here on The Rich Eisen Show. So, I mean, we're kind of surrounded. This is probably the most estrogen-heavy show you've ever done, but welcome to The Rich Eisen Show. Frank and I worked together a long time ago covering the NBA, so it's really great to see you.
Yeah, really good to see you. So were you saying me now being on the show is your personal hell? Was that what you were implying?
What I said, Frank, was every guy's personal hell is probably having their wife take over their job for them. And in Chris's case, he has a pigsty of a desk. So whenever I sit in for Chris, I basically wipe the whole place down with Clorox, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
But it feels like another woman being here with him, like mishearing us and like taking it the wrong way.
I heard you. My biggest fear is that my wife finds out my security code for this. My biggest fear. I'm kidding.
Like, by the way, like, honey, why were you with three other women this morning? And the answer is I was talking about Jalen Brunson. Now, how's that for a transition? Have you ever seen five fouls in a quarter like Jacob Brunson?
It's amazing, Jaylen. Right? I've been at games where LeBron James did actually foul out. I think it was an Indiana-Miami game, and it was like seeing Halley's Comet, something like that happened. I was saying for LeBron to get five fouls in a quarter, he would probably have to take a baseball bat and start hitting guys. Even then, the refs would say, well, it was a natural swinging motion, so it's not really a foul. But considering a player of that stature to get five fouls in a quarter, but if you go back to the start of that quarter, Jaylen Brown, Josh Hart got into it with about 11:30 left in the quarter, in the third quarter. And I think at that point, the referees decided, we're going to call it really tight. The Knicks took 18 free throws in that quarter. And I think the Boston Celtics took 18. The Knicks took 8. So there were 26 free throws. The quarter was way too long. There were too many fouls.
Yep.
And nobody knows that better than Jalen Brunson.
But Jalen, it's so funny because Rich is a diehard Knicks fan. And I heard screaming throughout the house, and I'm thinking one of the kids is dead, and I get in there, and it's a fifth foul. And I was just curious, like, you know, for you, because you are who you are, like, watching the series go down, what were your thoughts? Not only, like, you mentioned that obviously it was too long, what have you, but as you look at this series, where do you see it going?
You know, I still think the Knicks are in control. And I thought, you know, the regular season that the Knicks had, they didn't beat Boston, they didn't beat Cleveland, they didn't beat Oklahoma City. And I get it. That is a good storyline during the season, but none of that mattered. And I thought the way the Knicks were playing, winning those games on Detroit, I do the morning radio show with Brian Scalabrine. He obviously does the Celtic games. And I bet him on game one. I really thought that the Knicks were going to get a game up in Boston. I didn't think they were going to get two, nor did I think Boston was going to blow those 20-point leads. Mm-hmm. But you ladies know this. When you lose games that you're supposed to win, it's so hard in the playoffs to make up for that. Cleveland should have won game two against Indiana. They never recovered from that. Boston, yes, game one they probably should have had. Game two they definitely should have had. They've yet to catch up for doing that. Now, mm-hmm. if they win tonight, then they're all caught up and they have a game seven on their home court. But when you give games like that away, because you knew at some point the Knicks were going to have a good game, and they certainly did in game four, but it feels like Boston is up 4-1 in the series, but Boston still has to win two more games to win the series.
Yeah, and on the flip side, funny you mentioned Brian. I covered him at USC when he was there. I think that was like another like 50,000 years ago. But you mentioned the series, and it looks almost as if the Celtics are rallying around their fallen leader and playing almost crisper, smarter basketball.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. You're always going to play a little differently, and I think a lot of times with the superstar players, they tend to do isolation a little bit too much. And I think you saw in the last game the ball movement was better, but a big part of it was Jaylen Brown.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown. There's always been this thing out there, which I never understand with a lot of the players. They want their own team. They want to be the guy. Well, guess what? He's going to have that opportunity for a while because Jason Tatum's not going to be back at the start of next season. And I think for Jaylen Brown, to his credit, it started in game five. He became kind of the guy. And it's not just about scoring. It's about getting it done on the defensive end. You know, when Boston has a lot of pride, for me, this is the biggest road game that they've played since they were in Miami a couple of years ago, Eastern Conference Finals. Remember, they had lost the first three games, won the next two. They went back to Boston. I'm sorry, they went back to Miami. Mm-hmm. They needed to win that game on the road to force a game seven. This is the biggest road game they've had since then, but they've been the best road team in the NBA this year.
So who wins the series, Frank?
I still think it's going to be the Knicks. You know, you mentioned Jalen Brunson when we started, and I think Jalen Brunson is going to have a big game tonight. The weird thing about him fouling out is that he's going to come in more motivated than ever, and he doesn't need much to motivate him. Plus, he only played 33 minutes. So in the long run, him coming out of that game when he did, I think it's going to end up helping the Knicks.
Yeah, the series is amazing. We have another game seven back heading to OKC. What do you expect there?
I think that Denver has been the better team. I understand that, you know, Oklahoma City won 68 games during the regular season. It's an outstanding team, but Nikola Jokic has been terrific. And if you look at game five, Denver had that game. You know, Jokic was 4 of 6 in the fourth quarter. The rest of his teammates were 1 for 15. And there was that stretch where no one could make a shot, where if someone could have made a shot, I think they would have won the game. If they could have like held the lead at 7, even with about 3 minutes to go, I think they were going to win. Last night, the kid Julian Strother, he came in and he made a shot. So as long as, you know, Jamal Murray could play the way that he did, Christian Brown had a career playoff high. I'm not expecting that to happen again. But at some point, Jokic needs a little help in the fourth quarter. I think Denver's the better team. I always go with the better team in a game seven. I don't care where the game is being played. So I'm going to pick Denver in game seven.
Yeah, and Strother, I mean, he just kept hitting him during that 10-0 run. I think he had 15 points in the, what was it?
Maybe yes,
in the,
he did.
In the second half, was it?
Yep.
I mean, he played incredibly, and we saw a lot of their secondary players step up, where it didn't just have to be the Jokic experience there. And if that's the way it's going to be rolling in, then that looks like a really great a game ahead for them.
Yeah, and you're right, too, about like every time during the playoffs, if you're going to win a championship, there are games when other guys have to do something. And for Oklahoma City in game five, it was Lou Dort. He hit those three threes in about a two-minute span in the fourth quarter when no one could score. So that kind of was Lou Dort bailing them out. And I think last night in game six, it was Julian Strother. He was the one bailing out the Denver Nuggets. You know, the kid that went to Gonzaga. Gonzaga's produced, I think they have 15 players in the NBA. And he actually played 1 year with Chet Holmgren. So, like, he's played in a big program before. He came in only scoring 24 total points in his playoff career. And last night, like you said, he puts up 15 in that second half. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Jamal Murray, of course, Sarah's theory is he wasn't sick. He was perfectly fine. Is that right? Is that your theory?
I absolutely think that.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? You know how it is. When we all show up for work, we then say, well, you know, I was really sick. I wasn't feeling well, but I showed up. How is it? Look at the alternative, Susie. What was he not going to do? Play? Yeah. If he doesn't play and they lose, everyone would say, how are you not play in the game?
Oh my God,
you got
him.
The next 6 months to basically get better. You got to play in the game. So it always makes for a good storyline. And you know this, Michael Jordan was the best at it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying he wasn't sick, but in Utah, he was sick. His last ever All-Star game in a Bulls uniform was in New York City at Madison Square Garden. He didn't show up at the practice. The big thing was that he was sick. He was sick. You knew he was going to show up and play well. So I think Jamal Murray knows how to build a pretty good story that we in the media are going to eat up, and he certainly did it last night.
I would rather my coworkers not come to work when they're sick. Like that's I'm just a little, maybe a different take
if
than everyone
down,
else.
If you're down, wait a second.
I'm sick, I don't
you're
go down, to work.
If you're down 3-2 in a series, you're going to want them to show up.
Yeah,
it's a Monday
don't
in January.
By the way,
it's a Monday in January. Stay home. That's what you're right about that.
And so many elimination games that Murray has powered them through. So they needed that little bit of the extra magic. And by the way, you mentioned that Michael game, because the difference is this: Michael was green. You remember watching that game? He was green.
Yeah.
He was throwing up in buckets on the side. It was disgusting. I remember watching that, and I looked. So when Murray comes out, I'm like, oh, he looks fine.
Yeah.
You know, now that I have kids, I'm like, you're fine. Get out there.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to be at that game, and that was the great thing about Michael Jordan, because he was always going to be the story. If he played well, which was about 90% of the time, he was the story. And then if you were there on a night where he didn't play well, that was also the story. But that was even as you were covering him during that time, you knew you were covering essentially the modern-day Babe Ruth. You knew it was a big deal. And Michael Jordan, what I loved about the guy, he just rose to the occasion every game. And that's what you see in the playoffs. That's why, you know, everyone talks about depth. And, you know, certainly it helps have a lot of good players. But ultimately, you need your best players, your star players, to play at a different level in these big moments. And that's why, for the Knicks, I'm sure they're hoping to see that from Jalen Brunson. And for the Boston Celtics, they're going to need that kind of performance out of Jalen Brown.
Frank Isola joins us right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Give me your favorite Jordan memory.
My favorite Jordan memory he did have a dunk. I was at the game when he dunked on Ewing and Charles Oakley. It was amazing to be sitting courtside to see that. Back then, as you know, Susie, they used to put us the media courtside. Now we sit, I think, above the rafters above the banners
lot.
that are hanging down. But it would be for me, it would be the shot that he took against Brian Russell, because you thought this was going to be it for addition of the Chicago Bulls, and that Michael Jordan may not play again. He ended up playing again, but that was his last ever shot in a Bulls uniform. It was pretty cool. Whether or not he pushed off, the Utah Jazz will still complain about that, but that was a pretty cool moment.
Quick question. Do you think that that's why he had his tongue out all the time, so people could check and see if he had strep throat?
Look at you. I like that. You know, they used
just
to
a hunch.
I think they used to tell him at North Carolina that he had to be careful, because they were always worried that he might bite his tongue off.
Yeah. Yep, oh, exactly. Man, really?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And now we're
something I've never done, bitten my tongue.
No.
No, but sometimes I wish I did a little bit more often, but that's just that's a whole other conversation.
Same.
Frank.
By the way, what do you think of, do you have a question? You want to hop in?
I just wanted to ask what your dog's name is.
How do you know?
What do you mean? This is what I do for a living. I know things about people.
Yeah.
Now my dog.
She knows the code to your phone.
By the way, sorry, honey.
My dog's name is Gigi. We named her after the famous Italian goalie Gigi Buffon.
Ooh.
So she responds to. Can you see her there?
Oh, it's like, maybe, is this on your Instagram?
A little bit. There you go.
Oh,
there you
cute.
Go.
Yeah,
what a baby.
No, she's an unbelievable dog. I love dogs. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Maybe you can dog sit mine. She's only destroyed half my house.
I'll do it for free. I'll do it. I love dogs.
We are a very dog friendly show here, as long as you rescue. Otherwise, we hold a grudge. But that's just me.
Wait, that's just me?
Yeah. No, rescue all day.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What about Giannis? What do we think? Where's he going to land? He's not staying in Milwaukee. I mean, come on.
You know this. He's going to go to Astoria, Queens, the home of the biggest Greek population, I think, outside of Athens, Greece. Now, I don't know. I still think it has to come, you know, will he go to Milwaukee and say, you know, it might be the best thing for me and the best thing for you if I get traded? I know he loves it there. He likes the whole small city thing. I think if he goes anywhere, I think Houston makes so much sense. Houston has done this before, where they went out and got Clyde Drexler, they got Charles Barkley, Scottie Pippen, James Harden. There's also something else at work there. You know, the coach, Ime Udoka, Nigerian roots. You have Hakeem Olajuwon, Nigerian roots. The same thing with Giannis Antetokounmpo. They have the assets that I think would satisfy the Milwaukee Bucks. So I don't think it's the craziest thing. I could just picture him in a Houston uniform if he's not wearing a Milwaukee Buck uniform next year.
Yeah, I don't think he's wearing a Buck uniform. I think there's just no, I think you're going to see a lot of changes in Milwaukee, unfortunately for them. Don't you believe so?
Yeah.
I'm not talking code here. I mean, I'm talking it could be a wholesale change for Milwaukee.
No, I think you're right. And that's why for Damian Lillard, remember, he wanted to go to Miami. The Milwaukee Bucks traded for him. And then part of that trade was Jrue Holiday goes to Boston. So the trade certainly worked out for Boston because Jrue Holiday won a championship there. Miami's been terrible, not terrible, but they haven't been very good the last 2 years. And Milwaukee, I think with Damian Lillard and Giannis together, I think they've won one playoff game. And of course, Damian Lillard has the Achilles. So Giannis could be off playing somewhere else, maybe in Houston. And Damian Lillard would be recovering from Achilles surgery next season.
Oh, it's brutal. Who's the sneaky surprise team that could put a package together for him?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know what? I wouldn't rule out Brooklyn just because he's been linked there before, and it is New York, so maybe that's the possibility. The Golden State Warriors, I don't know how they would do it. For a lot of these teams, it's going to be difficult. But I think, you know, you look at Golden State and what Steph Curry said yesterday on the exit interviews, the whole idea of Jimmy Butler, Draymond, even Steve Kerr, the head coach, and Steph all have 2 years left on their contracts. Doesn't mean that none of them will be there beyond the next 2 years, but he kind of made it clear that our window is two more years. And if they could somehow go out, they have a ton of draft picks. You know, I don't know about Jonathan Kuminga, if that would interest Milwaukee. But I also wouldn't rule out Golden State just because I think they'll try to go all in to get a player like Giannis.
Bingo. That's what I was thinking. I wouldn't put it past Steve Kerr to be working on something like that because they're not done there. Every time I read something like Steph Curry's window is closing, I'm like, is it though? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got time.
Go watch him play. Go watch him play in person and go watch him warm up and see if his time's close to being done. That guy's still a brilliant player.
I mean, some fat guy in a bar is like, oh yeah, his window's closing. I'm like, is it really? It looked pretty good to me.
It's always that fat guy in the bar.
Frank, it's always the fat guy in the bar.
It always is.
It's always the fat guy in the bar.
The Philly girl knows. That's their specialty.
Or it's me in the bar.
Exactly.
Or it's you. Frank, thanks again for your time. Great to see you. It's been a while.
Ladies, take care. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
You.
Tell your dog we said hi.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you. Roof.
Anybody who wants to talk dogs in this show. I'm just saying we can talk schedule, release show, and we can talk dogs.
Right.
Yeah.
We can also talk about what we're going to have for drinks after this show.
After?
At 12 o'clock. Well, let me tell you something.
Speak for yourself.
Glug, glug, glug.
Usually by now, TJ is pouring mimosas. I didn't think of that. I'm a total flop. Why didn't I bring mimosas? Usually TJ's cracking the champagne. Chris has had about two by now.
I know why, because the boys don't have to do anything after work. I still have to go to work after
this.
That's
true. That is so true.
And then I have to be a mom.
By the way,
I'm just going to go to the beach,
which is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
What are you doing after the show?
I'm going to go rollerblading and maybe go to the beach.
Oh,
I don't have kids.
I love the fact she actually rollerblades. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's get some calls out, you guys. The time is counting down. I got to empty this phone bank.
It's happening so fast.
I know. Want to come back on Monday? We can kick TJ out.
Oh,
a lot
okay.
more coming ahead.
Sorry,
on
TJ.
The Rich Eisen Show. Do not go anywhere.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
What's great, man, are these, you know, we do a lot of NFL, NBA shows on Family Feud for celebrity.
Right.
It's great, man, when regular people discover that celebrities don't know nothing. They don't. You think because a person is famous, they know more. They actually know less.
Yeah.
They know less than anybody else because they're exposed to less. Rich people don't know how much milk costs. You get out of touch, man. And when they come on Celebrity Family Feud, you find out how out of touch they are. They don't know anything, man. Like, one of the questions for the NFL team was, yeah. And we were asking a guy running back for the Packers, can't think of his name, but the question was, complete the sentence, strip, and you spoke, you know, like strip mall,
strip
poker.
Strip sack.
Could be strip sack. Yeah. I said, name, complete the word strip. He said, purr. Strip purr. I went, hold on, man. I quit breathing. How is that your point of reference to complete the word strip? Purr. P-E-R. That was it. I was done. That was one of my great moments.
And again, you just walk away and you realize it in the moment, like, okay, this is it, and I'm gonna let this thing go.
Hey, after the show, he asked me, he said, Steve, is there any way we could edit that out? I said, sir, we're not editing that out. Matter of fact, we're gonna embellish it. You're gonna say purr so loud. Purr.
That is nuts. And guys, it's real and it's happening. They are facing the feud. Here are the guys on the red carpet.
Oh, everyone looks so
nice.
Look
how good Felly looks.
Felly looks fantastic. Felly looks really nice. Yeah, Chris is the only one without a suit on.
Well, there's a shocker.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Susie Schuster back here on the Rich Eisen Show. I've got Colleen Wolf to my right. I've got Sarah Tiana to my left. And I have a phone bank. And RJ, I can't leave you out. You are crushing it.
Thank you, RJ.
I don't want to be here. You're crushing it.
Thank you.
For the guys. We have a full phone bank, you guys. And you know how I feel about callers. So can we get a couple of these in? Let's see who's on the longest. Let's go with Jason in Phoenix for Lions win loss. You ready? You there, Jace?
Yeah, sorry.
Pardon. Hey. All good. You okay?
Look alive.
You okay?
I'm here.
It's cool. You've only been waiting for an hour and 15 minutes. You are such a stud. Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Absolutely. To be on with both of you, actually. Colleen, you're my favorite.
Oh, thank you.
Getting to know you a little bit, but you got that good energy, and I appreciate you.
You're my favorite now.
Exactly. Awesome. And you've been waiting. So let's go. Week one. Let's go. Detroit at Green Bay. Got music, RJ? Here we go. At Green Bay, week one.
Oh, that's a win.
Chicago, week two.
Oh, man. Ben Johnson, you're going to get it. That's a win.
Wow. At Baltimore, week three.
So we're going to win the Super Bowl, by the way. So we're probably going to have the best record in the NFL. So this is absolutely a win as well.
I love your confidence. Week 4, Cleveland.
Sorry, Cleveland. That's a loss for Cleveland. That's a win for us.
At Cincy, week 5.
Yep. Cincy's not a whole team, you know. We got the whole team. We're going to beat Cincy as well.
I love it. At KC, week 6.
Tough game, but we're better than KC. We'll go ahead and win that one.
Week 7, Tampa Bay.
Tampa's going to lose. Come on.
We got to buy it week 8. Minnesota, week 9.
Good team again, but we got them.
Wow, this is a man brimming with confidence. Week 10 at Washington.
If we're going to lose, that would be the game, but we're not going to lose. So we're going to win that one.
Wow, I love this. Week
9-0.
Week 9-0. Week 11 at Philly.
That hesitation.
I want to go 16-0, but I'm going to go ahead and we'll take the L that day.
Wow, that's where you take the loss. I see. Week 12, Giants at home.
Oh, yeah, we got the Giants.
Week 13, Green Bay.
Is that there or here?
That is home.
Home, yeah, we got that one for sure.
Week 14, Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Dallas has a no chance whatsoever.
How about them Cowboys? Week 15, at the Rams.
At Rams, Matt Stafford. He'd like to get some revenge, but he's over the hill.
Oh my God, Sarah, are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, week 16, Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
We got that one for sure.
What do you know that we don't? Week 17 at Minnesota.
Tough game, long game, maybe overtime game, but no, we're rolling now. We got this. We're going to win, lose one game this season.
I love it. Week 18 at Chicago.
Another one. No, we got one loss. That's it. Just to Philadelphia. At Philadelphia. That's it.
16-1. I love your confidence. Thank you for holding on so long. We appreciate you calling.
All right. My pleasure. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Yeah, Jason.
Can we get another one in? Let's do one more. Okay. Barry in Kentucky. Bengals win loss. Hi, Barry. Barry, you there?
Barry.
Barry? Oh. You there, Barry?
And he was waiting.
Barry!
I feel so sad. Barry's been waiting so long.
Also, we were stood up by Barry.
Do you think he dumped us? Barry, did you dump us?
He's there.
You there, Barry?
We believe in you, Barry.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, fine. I'm so relieved.
There we go.
Hey, Barry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
We're good. Are you ready to play win-loss?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Week 1 at Cleveland.
Oh, that's a loss.
Week 2, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville is a win.
Win, week 3 at Minnesota.
That's a win.
Week 4 at Denver.
Lose to Denver.
Week 5, Detroit.
That's a loss.
Week 6 at Green Bay.
That's another loss.
Week 7, Pittsburgh.
Got the win.
Week 8, Jets at home.
Got the win on that one, too.
Week 9, Chicago.
That's a win.
Week 10, bye week. Week 11 at Pittsburgh.
I'm going to say that's a loss.
Week 12, New England.
That's a win.
Week 13 at Baltimore.
Divisional game, I'm going to say that's a loss.
Week 14 at Buffalo.
Buffalo, that's another loss.
Week 15, Baltimore.
I'm going to say the Ravens take the sweep and we lose that one too.
Week 16 at Miami.
I'm going to say beat the Dolphins.
Week 17, Arizona.
Got the win with the Cards.
Finishing hard. Week 18 in Cleveland, or at home for Cleveland. At home for Cleveland.
I think we finish off on a 3-game winning streak and beat the Browns and finish 9-8.
9-8. Nicely done. Thank you for holding on, Barry. We appreciate your call. You know what makes me nervous?
Y'all have a great day.
Oh, my
you
God.
Too,
thank
Barry.
You. Thank you for holding on. I'm so sorry we had a little bit of communication gap going back and forth with us in the beginning, but I think that paid off at 9-8.
We got them.
Yeah, we got them.
Yeah, and they got them.
Do you know
a winning record.
I sit there like this, like such a total lamer because I'm so nervous about getting out of.
Look at your laminated schedule.
Such a nerd. Such a nerd. You want to do yours? Your win loss?
Sure.
Let's do it. Okay, let me just find Philly. Hold on. Wait. Here it is. All right.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Stressful. Week 1.
Win
for Dallas.
Yeah, they win. They're raising the Super Bowl banner. It's going to be a whole thing. Yeah.
Philly cheesesteaks for everybody. Week 2 at Kansas City, or as Michael would say, America's team.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to say they lose this one because it's the regular season and they'll beat them in the playoffs.
Ah, like it. Week. Oh,
wait until January.
Okay, three.
Week three is the Rams.
The Rams, they win. They beat the Rams again.
Week four at Tampa Bay.
That's going to be, it's at Tampa Bay, so that's going to be a loss. They never win when they play in Tampa Bay.
Week five, home for Denver.
That's a win. That's a win. Vic Fangio, he's going back home.
Week six at the Giants.
Oh, that's a win.
Week seven at Minnesota.
That's a win.
Week eight at home for the Giants.
The Giants again. That's a win. Sweep them.
Yep. Bye at nine. Uh-huh. Week 10 at Green Bay.
Yep. Green Bay, a win.
Week 11, home for Detroit.
I think they lose this one. They're flying high. You know what? They need to get humbled a bit. So they lose to the Lions here.
All right. 7-3 so far. Mm-hmm. At Dallas, week 12.
They win.
Week 13, Chicago.
They win.
Week 14 at the Chargers. We can go to that game.
Ooh.
Let's go.
You know what? We should go because the Eagles are going to win. So we'll get to see that.
Deal. Week 15, home for Vegas and Pete Carroll.
Oh, my God. The Chip Kelly game with Howie Roseman.
Hello.
Oh, I love this. Yeah, the Eagles win. And they do it for Howie.
Week 16 at Washington.
That's going to be a really good game. And it's, I'm going to be like Barry. Was it Barry or Jason? It's going to be a close game. It's going to go to overtime. But I think that the Eagles still win it.
Week 17 at Buffalo.
They lose.
Week 18, Washington.
They win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
13-4.
It's going to be a great season.
Do it for Howie.
You know what? Yeah. I feel like there should be Howie shirts. Merch should be sold.
There should always be merch. Who are you kidding? Sarah, you want to go?
Sure. All right. I mean, I'm just going to say win to all of them.
Let's go. Atlanta, week one, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we win.
All right. Week two at Minnesota.
We win.
Week three, are we really doing this?
No.
At Carolina.
We win.
Week four, Washington.
We lose.
Week five, bye week. Week
we
two.
Win.
It's always a win.
That's my favorite week.
It is my favorite. Week six, Buffalo.
We lose that game.
Week seven, at San Francisco.
For sure win.
Week eight, Miami.
Big time win.
Week nine, at New England.
We shouldn't even have to go there because we're going to win so bad. They should just call it now.
What?
Yeah. Sorry. What do you know it's true.
No, by then.
There's no way Penix is going to lose that game. No way.
But, I mean, it's a battle of the number one picks. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You think Drake May is going to beat Michael?
No. I love Sarah at the beginning of the season. No. Like before
this
any games are played.
I'm at the end of the season too. Yeah, I'm like, we should have won. We should have won. It was rigged. We should have won.
I don't know. Maybe we fight. Week 10, Indianapolis.
We win.
Week 11, Carolina.
We lose.
Week 12 at New Orleans.
Win for sure.
Week 13 at the Jets.
Win.
Week 14, Seattle.
We win.
Week 15 at Tampa Bay.
We lose that one.
Week 16 at Arizona.
Win.
Week 17, home for the Rams.
We lose. Prime time.
We lose.
Week 18, New Orleans.
We win.
Math, anybody?
There's no.
Oh, I usually don't do it.
Gotta be 13-4.
Did anyone in the
maybe 13-4?
Room?
I don't pay attention. Did you say something?
No.
A lot of wins.
A lot of wins.
We counted a lot of wins.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like the time and the year where you're just like, you have so much hope and excitement. But we had such a good draft. So, and we got a Georgia boy coming home.
Oh,
so we finally got the edge rushers that we really needed, which we've been needing for 3 years.
Oh,
so
3 years. It feels like three decades.
I know. We finally, and we got two. We traded back up in the first. We got two.
Yeah.
So very good happy. Draft. Got edges and safeties all over the place finally. So a lot of good young talent. We lost late Grady Jarrett to the Bears, but we got some new young guys in there.
Well, that's great. I love it. I'm excited for you. Am I doing my game now? Is that what's happening?
You are going to now take your version of what's more likely.
Okay.
And give a little Colleen spin.
Okay. So it's going to be a would you rather. And
you're would you rather.
I threw some names out there for the segment title, like Decision Dungeon and
Dungeon,
I don't know.
Sounds a little dirty. What?
Choice Chamber, Pick and Roll.
Pick and Roll, I
pick
love that.
Pick and Roll is good. Okay, but who cares? It's Would You Rather. Here we go. So, if money was the same in both scenarios, would you rather be a diehard Browns fan your entire life, or spend your entire NFL career as a Jets quarterback?
Oh,
the money was the same?
Money is the same.
Oh, I mean, Jets quarterback.
I would much rather be a Jets quarterback for sure.
I live
it's
in the
really
city.
Tough being a Browns fan.
This is just about,
location.
It's location, location, location.
Okay, that's fair. That was easy then. Fine. This one is going to be a little bit harder. Would you rather spend the rest of your life in an NFL training camp simulation locked in St. Joseph, Missouri during a July heat wave in full pads?
Oh my God, I'm hot.
Or lose the ability to ask questions in perpetuity, leading to a life of declarative statements that exclusively end in exclamation points, both verbalized and written. Everything has to be an exclamation point. Or a life of training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri. That's where the Chiefs have their training camp. It is
in the worst facility,
muggy and hot, and there are like moths the size of pterodactyls there that go after the lights. Yeah.
I'm going to be in Kansas City in 2 weeks for Big Slick, so I'm going to say Kansas City.
Okay. So you're going to pick
training camp. Because I do like it
there. In pads, full pads forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then I don't have to say, I love it here.
Susie, how do you feel about losing the ability to ask a question for the rest of your life?
I'm so disturbed by this question. What time did you think of this? Did you sleep at all last night?
I did. I thought about these the other day.
I don't even know how to answer this. This is
it's a would you rather.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. Pick your poison.
Now, I'm hot thinking about the humidity.
Exactly.
And
we talked about this. I'm a sweater. Yeah, I don't like to be in heat.
I feel like a little nauseous. I may have a headache now. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Push?
No.
They both sound awful.
Yeah. Are you picking the training camp?
Yes, the training camp.
Okay. All right. Now we go
to our
third. I feel
like I love asking questions. And, and when people use too many emojis and exclamation points, I find that irritating.
You know what? That is also a trigger for me, especially in text messages. If everything is an exclamation point, I get a little upset. I'm a little disappointed in the person. All right,
What if somebody responds back to you in all emojis?
That's my dad.
Okay.
And we love Ed Wolf. Okay. Now the next one. Would you rather take 20 surprise hits from Myles Garrett that could come at any moment over the next 5 years, or have 5 cats with you at all times over the next 20 years?
Oh my God. So Myles Garrett was at a UCLA basketball game watching the girls recently. I saw how big he is in person.
Uh-huh.
I would rather be hit by Myles Garrett 20 times over the next 5 years than live with 5 cats.
Oh, I would take the cats all day.
Nope.
Yeah.
I guess you can take...
I love cats.
Claritin, you can take something.
Yeah.
You'd have to take a lot more if you got hit by
allergic.
Myles Garrett 20 times over the next 5 years.
I'm not a cat.
Okay,
person.
Never mind.
Claritin.
If we're going to just go back to pill popping, I'll just take the Myles Garrett.
Okay, last one. For the same salary here, would you rather edit a podcast for the next 4 years with Michael Irvin yelling over every guest, including himself, somehow, or cover the NBA for a single year in a bodycon dress and stilettos courtside for every single game?
I mean, Michael Irvin? But I love that you asked me that.
We weren't talking about this before the show or anything.
I would take a dress, even though I hate wearing dresses and heels, just so I could be close to it, like have good seats at an NBA game
all
year.
That's amazing.
You guys, there is nothing more tiring than walking around and around and around a basketball court in stilettos.
Anywhere in stilettos.
Period. Like, no.
I know. I'm with you. I would edit that podcast.
I'd edit that podcast.
It'd be a lot of yelling, and that's okay.
And you know, I love the NBA, and I love covering games. I love covering games, not in a stiletto and a bodycon.
A bodycon dress. That's the key.
That's where you got me. where do you even put the mic? Where do you even put your mic pack?
Exactly. There's like leg straps sometimes.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I know.
If you have to wear a leg strap.
I know.
Maybe
I've never worn a leg strap. My chair is sinking right now. Is this something that happens? I feel like it is.
Poor Rich. He leaves the show in our hands for one day, and we're talking about leg straps and bodycon dresses. You guys, they are getting ready to play the feud.
Exciting.
I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie. I sat in that chair a lot and tried to get them ready. I called them names. I just said, you know, you're a bunch of idiots.
Them?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, you guys are terrible. This is frightening. I tried to scare them straight.
Who's more nervous, you or them?
Well, I mean, I feel like Chris gets me because he's from New England. Mm-hmm. Don't you think? Like,
Yeah. That's why you guys always fight, because you're basically brother and sister.
Yeah, basically.
You might as well be.
Who do you think wins?
Who do I think wins? Yeah. Like, well, I think for sure our guys win.
You do?
Yeah. I just wonder who's going to do the best.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, who's going to be the last two that they take? Like, when they go to the final round and they have to pick two people.
Oh, God.
Do you think?
Or the weakest link.
Yeah. The weakest link is, we all know who the weakest link is.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, Josh DeMille yesterday called Mike a liability.
Mike. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's going to be Rich, and it's either TJ or Chris, right? Don't we think?
Gotta be. Yeah.
Is Felly the dark horse on that one?
Felly has great answers.
He does. He's been fairly consistent. When we come back, we're going to show the guys how it's done. We're going to play the feud. When we come back, they should have sent us anyway.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Chevy Silverado. When it's time for you to ditch the blacktop and head off-road, do it in a truck that says no to nothing. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Get the rugged capability of its Z71 suspension and 2-inch factory lift. Plus, impressive torque and towing capacity thanks to an available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel engine. Where other trucks call it quits, you'll just be getting started. Visit Chevy.com to learn more.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
Heading into the home stretch on this edition of The Rich Eisen Show, and these schedule release videos have been amazing. They've been so much fun. Sarah, you have one in mind you like.
Oh, no, I have one that I made myself.
Oh, come on.
What?
I had our boy do the win-loss game, so I made this video thinking he would have to do it instead of me.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, just going to do win-loss for the Falcons. He's wearing his Bijan Robinson shirt. All right, Cage. And remember, you don't have to pick the Falcons if you don't want to. You can pick whichever team I say, okay? All right. Falcons or Lions?
Falcons.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. She's so cute.
Falcons or Titans?
Falcons.
Okay, Falcons. Falcons or Cowboys?
Falcons.
Okay. Falcons or Bucks?
Falcons.
I'm seeing a pattern. Falcons or Vikings?
Falcons.
Okay. Falcons or Panthers?
It's
okay. Whatever you want to pick. Falcons or Panthers?
Falcons.
Okay. Falcons or Commanders?
Falcons.
Okay. Falcons or Bills?
Falcons.
Okay, we are 7-0. Falcons or 49ers?
It's basically okay. The same as yours.
Falcons or Dolphins?
Falcons.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I agree with that one. Falcons or Patriots?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Falcons
or Patriots? I know. It's tough.
Patriots.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Falcons or Colts?
Falcons.
Okay. Mm. Falcons or Panthers? They play the Panthers again.
Panthers.
Panthers. Okay. Falcons or Saints?
Falcons.
Okay. Falcons or Jets?
I'll go Jets.
You go Jets. All right, go Jets. Why not? Falcons or Seahawks?
I'll go Seahawks.
Oh, okay. My God. All right. So cute. I like it. Falcons or Bucks?
I'll go Bucks.
Oh, okay. So we're really dropping off at the end of the season. Falcons or Cardinals?
I'll go Cardinals.
Oh, my goodness. You're going Cardinals? Okay. Falcons or Rams?
Rams.
Oh, dang.
He's a heel now.
And Falcons or Saints?
Falcons.
Love it. That's a great way to end the season with a big win. High five. Good job. Go Falcons.
Go Falcons!
Oh my God, he is the yummiest child on the planet.
Yeah, 10-7. We really dropped off there. We had a real Eagles year. We just like started off so hot.
But that means you're going to win the Super Bowl next year.
There you go. So, I'll take it. Yeah, that's what it means.
That's how it works.
Bring that kid over tomorrow, please. I love that kid.
Yeah,
he's the official mascot of my house. Yeah, like, everyone of my kids wants to vie to play with him.
Yeah, I just love that he's like, I'll go Jets.
And clearly, he's really smart because he took the Patriots.
Yeah, I know, he was really torn.
He knows where his bread is
buttered.
Yeah, Falcons.
That's so cute. All right, wrapping up the show. I'm so sad, you guys. I've been looking forward to this for so long, and it's over before we know it.
Yeah.
But before it's over, let's show the guys how it's done.
Ooh.
All right, Adam's back.
That's our favorite thing to do.
Yeah, let's show the guys how it's done. Okay.
Hi, Adam.
Adam, hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah. Not here, so we're already ahead of the game.
Yeah.
We're already ahead of the game. The microphone is on now. That was just a little ode to Mike. Let's get ready to play the feud.
All right, okay. Let's do it. So the first question has six answers.
Okay.
And the question is, name a place you'd hate to spend even one night.
An airport.
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wow. That was good. That's a good answer. I'll say the woods.
Yeah, number six, campground.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah,
okay. I was thinking some creepy, scary wood.
Yeah, just like the woods. Yeah.
Okay. I'll go prison.
That is number two. Jail, prison.
You guys, so number one is still on the board.
Uh-huh.
Name a place you wouldn't want to spend the night. Oh, my God.
Show them how it's done, Susie.
This is not as easy as I thought it was. In your car?
No. Oh my gosh, now it's back to me.
This is humiliating.
Just say the floor? Like the ground? Oh no!
Okay, what about Dallas?
Yeah, the Chiefs training
Where are they?
Camp.
Where are they?
Okay, so we have number one, in-laws home.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Two, jail, prison, three, hospital, four, office / work.
I've slept in my office before.
Five on the couch, six campground.
Were these
Why not on the couch?
All questions asked to men?
Definitely.
You know how they go, we asked 100 men this question.
The couch. Oh, because that means there was like a fight.
They're in trouble.
They're in trouble.
Then they deserved
the couch.
Then they deserved it. I slept under my boss's office at ESPN once when I had to like do a quick turnaround for Sunday morning sports center.
Yeah.
That was fun. All right, what else do we have?
Under the office? Or
under his desk, there's a little area there. Now we have music. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
All right, Adam.
All right, here we go. Six answers on the board. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or in.
Airplane. I'm first, right?
Yeah.
Airplane.
That is number one, airplane.
Ooh.
Okay.
Motorcycle.
That is number two, motorcycle.
Ooh, all right, okay.
Oh my God, a boat.
Correct, number four, a boat.
Ooh. Good job. Ride on or
now
in?
Now this is how it's
horse.
Done.
Horse.
That's a good one. Good answer.
Yeah, number five, horse.
A bowl.
Ooh.
A what?
A bowl.
A bowl? Come on, RJ.
Yeah, number four.
Okay, so we have five. We've gotten five.
Okay, right. We're killing it.
Yeah. We crushed that. Nothing's left, right?
There's one more.
Ride on or in?
Listen,
two left.
If you need us to talk about what we're going to ride on or in, we can do it, obviously, here. This is a good category for us.
I feel like we won already.
Yeah.
Okay. Horse, motorcycle, car?
Parade float.
In. On or in? No, I didn't say it yet, Mike. Oh. No. Don't give me a buzz yet. I'm talking aloud.
Ride this is how on she gets around
or
it.
Or in. This is how I tap dance. Ride on or in. In. Funeral procession. Funeral procession.
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
Thank you.
I would say like a hot air balloon.
What about skis?
Someone's shoulders.
No.
All right. What is it, Adam?
Elevator.
Oh.
Number six, elevator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Claustrophobic.
People do have fear.
Oh, a roller coaster was one.
Roller coaster was number three.
Oh, roller coaster.
That makes a lot of sense.
I was going to say hang glider.
All right, one more. We got 2 minutes left to go on the show.
I love a game. This is great.
All right. So this one has seven answers. Name something that has the word super in it.
Superman.
That's number one, Superman.
Super Bowl.
Number two, Super Bowl. Nice.
Superhero.
No. Colleen?
Super glue.
That is number four, super glue.
Superstar.
That is number seven, superstar.
I was going to say super salad.
That's funny. That's funny.
Super set. Like, you know, at the gym.
Oh, super duper? Superintendent.
Yeah, superintendent, number five.
Okay.
Oh, super sexy. Adam, I know you've heard that.
Thank you.
Yeah, super sexy.
Not awkward at all.
Supersede.
Okay, what are the rest?
Like to supersede.
There's no chance. What are the rest?
Number one, Superman. Number two, Super Bowl. Three, supermarket. Four, super glue. Five, superintendent. Six, super size. Seven, superstar.
Super size.
Super I'm size. Glad that there were three women on here and we didn't say supermarket.
That's right.
Exactly.
That says a lot about us.
Uh-huh. See?
See?
Guys.
Exactly.
Thank you for doing this. This is so awesome. Thank you, Adam, of course.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my God. This Women's Sports Now takeover exclusively on Roku. Thank you. That's for you.
Jackson, we are now lead pipe wielding professionals.
I will be having a double tequila tonight. See you guys all on Monday. They better win. They better win.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.